One, two. Be here till 3:30 this morning anyway. So. You believe that? It'll just seem like it after another one of those instrumentals. We want to get Sam Bush, the ambassador of bluegrass music to the world, up to sing for you now. Sam feels very strongly that music can make a difference in this world, and he was very excited to hear that George Bush and Mikhail Gorbachev were recording To All the Girls We've Ever Loved before. I mean, this took me by surprise, I'll tell you. This is a song that he recorded on his only solo album so far, the Late As Usual LP, back in the years. Have you got a copy of that? He does. For those of you who haven't picked up that record, it's got a couple of old Stanley Brothers tunes done as rap songs. It's very, very interesting, so pick that up if you get a chance. Written by Butch McDade, and who's the other writer on this, Sam? Is it just Butch McDade? Cleavon Little? I don't think so. James Hooker. Yeah, a couple of guys from the Amazing Rhythm Aces band wrote this song. And it has a Civil War setting to the lyrics. I know we don't say Civil War down here. People in the South like to refer to it as the late unpleasantness. But Sam, being the only band member in the Newgrass Revival who was actually there at the time, we felt like he should really sing this song. That's not true. He did have an uncle, though. His uncle Charlie was hung as a horse thief during the Civil War.
As a horse or a thief?
No, as a horse thief. But see, the family never...
Hey, horse thief I can take. Watch yourself.
The family never said that. Never said, put it quite that way. They simply said that Uncle Charlie was attending a public function when the platform gave way. Sam, I've just run out of really tremendously marvelous things to say.
That's all right, Grover.
I hope you're ready. I think the audience is getting a little irritated. Whoa! That'll be my new video out next year, folks. Favorite bluegrass feedback signals I've enjoyed. Here's Sam.